Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Winning Post Preview podcast for the weekend of July 16th. Excuse me, you may hear that I've got a bit of the man flu, so we'll be struggling through the podcast today, but hopefully, most importantly, we can find you a few winners. Joining me to look at all of the weekend's racing is my Winning Post colleague, Carl Diorio. And Carl, we had the winter finals last week. This week, we've got a bit of group action, Sir John Monash, and it's brought together a pretty decent lineup at Caulfield on Saturday.
That's right, Joel, and the big field as well. Historically, the Sir John Monash tends to be on the smaller side, but a really nice, big, competitive field and plenty of fast on paces in the race, and I'm sure it's going to set it up for a great contest.
All right, well, we may as well kick off with the Caulfield action. And as I said, there is only the one black type race there, but it is a good race, the Sir John Monash. It's race 8 on the 9 race card, run at 4:15. And look, I've come back to the class and gone for Fast and Rocking. He doesn't win out of turn, 5 from 39, but he's certainly got class on his side. And Caulfield, he's got a good record around. Just looking at some of those horses you've been running against, Group 1 form, I think that'll just hold up and will be a bit too strong. So I've got him on top of Lord of the Sky, who's trying to come back and be an improved horse. He won this race a couple of years ago. He obviously has had a couple of disappointing runs to his name recently, but if he can improve and certainly show his best, we all know how good he is. I've thrown in 13 Wild Rain, who's a good, consistent filly or mare now. She's certainly very quick and she's been trialling well. And in for fourth, I've thrown number 5, Le Bon Sir, maybe an improver at odds. I thought his fresh run wasn't too bad down the straight. He comes off a bit of a freshen here, an 8-week freshen. I think Caulfield's certainly not his best track, but this distance and from barrier 1, he might just get a soft run. So we'll throw him in for fourth. Got to get a bit of value in there somewhere. But to be honest, I probably won't be betting in the race. It's not really a race I'm overly keen on, but my numbers were 1, 3, 13, 5.
Yeah, I've gone with Wild Rain, number 13 on top. She resumes from a spell. Her recent jump out was very good in quick time. She's a jump and run mare. She's the best horse in Mark Cavanagh's stable. And, I think these early season sprints have been targeted by the Cavanagh stable and with the intention of getting a group victory to her name. And this race is probably her best opportunity of doing so. And if she doesn't measure up, well, she might be retired off to stud, or perhaps she might just be freshened for the back end of the spring carnival, like the Mum Stakes over 1100 down the Flemington Straight on Oaks Day and races of that nature. So, curious to see how Wild Rain goes. She won't be lacking any fitness, that's for sure. Got her on top from 3, Lord the Sky, who won this race 2 years ago. His best is good enough. Of course, he ran that close second to Chautauqua in the TJ Smith. For third, I've put in number 14, Girl Guide, who should just get a lovely run off them and was very unlucky not to win first up over this track and distance last campaign when narrowly beaten by Shydell and got smacked over the whip over the concluding stages. And actually for fourth, Le Bon Sir, I didn't mind it from barrier 1. Might get a cheap run through with the rail out 10 metres. The jump outs of late haven't been flash, but you've got to consider the fact that Le Bon Sir wouldn't have been appreciating that heavy rain-affected tracks in those jump outs. And I'm expecting him to run a bit of a cheeky race at odds, but the chances certainly don't end there.
All right, elsewhere on the card, my best, I'm going to give another chance to Stormcraft in race 5. I do like the horse. He was a bit plain last start. I thought Brad Royal had given him a good run, and I thought coming to the turn he just was travelling like he was just going to let down and be the winner. But he was a bit disappointing, but I'm going to give him another chance. They put the blinkers on. He did get them on last time in up in Queensland, but this is his first time wearing them for Darren Weir, and I'm just hoping that combined with a wider draw, I know he didn't really get cluttered up from gate one. Brad did a pretty good job on him last time to get him away from the rail, but just hoping maybe from a wider draw he might appreciate that a little bit more. So I'm going to give him another chance, Stormcraft, and I'll make my value My Sister Lil in the last race, 9 number 2. First up from a spell, she was down to run about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, she was entered for a couple of races, but she makes her resumption on Saturday. The claim for Ben Allen gets her in pretty well at the weights. She was pretty good, beaten less than half a length by Azcadelia earlier this year. If she can find that form, she's got a good fresh record, and I think with the claim, she won you a good race around $8 or $9 each way.
Twisting Typhoon for me, race 5, number 10. I thought it was an almighty effort, second up. Over the 1,400 metres at Caulfield, the same distance as the Saturday's race, he pressed forward in a fast run race, and he he was there to win, I guess. Well, actually, I should rephrase that. He was entitled to be run down a lot sooner, and he was produced quite prominently on the home turn, and he just got overrun in the shadows of the post, and he clung on for third. I think from the barrier, barrier seven, hopefully a slightly more patient ride, hopefully just settles in behind them, and he might be the one overrunning him late again down towards the bottom of the weight scale. And just one at odds in the last race. This selection's still fermenting in my mind a little bit, but race 9, number 12, Ali Excite, I should say. This horse has a good Caulfield record, generally produces her best at this venue, does appreciate drier tracks, and hopefully the Caulfield track does dry out before the last race. I thought the last start run was okay. It drew wide, never on the track, and it was among the strongest through the line. From barrier three, guaranteed to get a softer run, and Beirut does look the likely leader and will run along in the lead. So it might just set it up for something closing fast late.
All right, well, we butt heads with both our best and value at Caulfield. What about Rose Hill? We've got a 9-race card, and we do have a black type race there as well, the Winter Stakes over the 1,400 metres, race 6. On the card, and I'm giving Marinostro another chance. He's blotted his copybook a little bit of late. He looked to have come back an improved horse in his first two runs, including a win on a firmish surface, which normally isn't his go. But last start, I think we can forgive. He wasn't given the best of rides. He was wide all the way. Ty Anglin rides him again from barrier one. He certainly won't be three wide on Saturday. An improving track, it was a heavy eight, but I think it might be into slot soft range now. Obviously, wetter the better, probably, for him. But I was surprised at $10. I thought that was a bit of value, so I've got him ahead of 9, Better Not Blue. Probably would have won last start if he had a run straight, but he's got a few quirks like that, and that can bring you undone at this level. But he's a talented horse. 5, Oxford Poet will be up on the pace and certainly run well, and 9th Legion's flying. The drier the better for him. 4.951.
Oxford Poet for me, number 5. I thought the first up run was very good. It just got beaten in a photo finish. Second up was outstanding. It was the lone survivor in the Swoopers race, and that was behind Danish Twist, who that mare was in sensational form at that stage of her preparation. And last time in the Civic, jumped up from 1,100 of the June Stakes to the 1,350 of the Civic, had 9th Legion breathing down its neck for most of the way, and just the fitter and more experienced 9th Legion had the edge on Oxford Poet, and he just got overrun the last 150 metres, but certainly wasn't disgraced beating the length and a half. He'll be fitter now. He's at up to 1,400. I think he'll be fitter. From barrier three, he should get a nice lead, and I think he'll be in a better position to withstand that pressure, which he may cop again from 9th Legion. For second, I'll put in Better Not Blue. Third, number 2, Snippets Land. And for fourth, number 4, Marinostro.
All right, my best for the card comes up in race 4, and it's number 5, Thurston, coming off a duck egg. Don't often pick a best bet for a horse that's got a form line like that, but he's going well this time in. It's his first prep with Chris Waller. First two runs back were really good. Didn't really like him last start, coming back in distance from the 1,800 to the 1,500, and he was just a bit one-paced. He loomed up like a bit of a chance on the turn, but he just didn't have the sprint to go with them. He's got a duck egg next to his name, but he was only beaten 3.5 lengths, and I think back up to 2,000 metres, fourth up, he just presents really well, and it's a really winnable race for him too, I think. So pretty keen on him. And I'm at my value, race 2, number 11, Kingsguard. A maiden, so he's running out of his class here, but Team Hawks know what they're doing. He's a former Kiwi who had good form lines in New Zealand around the likes of Ragu, McIntosh, Extravagant. He's come over here, he's been beaten in 2 midweek maidens, ran into Firebird Flyer last time. That form's pretty good. She's won in town since. I just think he's been a little bit too exposed and a bit too handy to the pace in both those runs. A couple of his best New Zealand efforts were when ridden just a touch quieter and exposed a little bit later. So just be interesting to see what tactics they apply on Saturday, but I think it's about $8 or $9 in back him each way.
I've gone with Tadai Tondo, race 7, number 5 is my best bet of the day. He's around about 20-1. First up and then second up, he produced the quickest last 600 metres, not just of the race, but also of the day. He was flying the first two runs this campaign. And then third up, he went to Brisbane and he finished down the track in the QTC Cup. He got back from a wide gate, never really figured, but I'm willing to forgive that run because plenty of good horses failed at Eagle Farm on that new track. He stops off, I guess, on the way back home here in Sydney at Rose Hill. He finds himself in the suitable benchmark 93 race. There's not a great deal of depth to this one, and I think he's way over the odds. He'll get a lovely run from Barrier 4. I think he's certainly worth an each-way bet. 50 Shades of Grey, race 8, number 5. I like it about 40-1. She'll get back and be flooding home. Just needs a genuine tempo. The other one worth mentioning is race 9, number 4, Dragonfly. This horse is first up from a spell. He was scratched last week. Still like his prospects. It was an excellent first up run over 1,200 metres at Randwick last, first up last prep. I think 1,200 metres at Rose Hill from the wide barrier shouldn't be too much of a problem for him. Look for him to be flooding home late as well.
All right. It's a little bit different in South Australia on Saturday, and good to see a bit of a refreshing change to be heading to Gawler on Saturday instead of Morfordville. And we have a 9-race card. We've got a couple of jumps races, a steeple and a hurdle to kick off the program, and a couple of decent-sized fields throughout the day. Carl, what did you think of the strength of the meeting, and have you found a couple of winners?
Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing special, but it's a, for this time of year, it's a decent fare. And
it's good to have a bit of a change-up, too.
Yeah, exactly. Give the track a bit of a rest, and obviously next week you've got the Dermody Stakes, the Lightning, as they now call it, so that's going to be really good. You know, 2 and 3 year old feature, so hopefully the track's in pristine order for that. Two bets there at Gawler, both of them relatively short, but I think they'll be getting the job done. Race 6, number 7, Lake Jackson, placed his past two starts at Morfordville over at 1600 and 1800 respectively, getting home well from the back of the field both times. Son of Sebring drops back to 1500, which may turn off a few people, but I think he's got enough ping in the legs to be competitive against this lot. And in the 9th race, which is the last race, I like a horse called number 5, War Thunder. First up from a spell, was put away after finishing 4th in a $100,000 race behind Schaff. And now that horse was flying for Lindsay Park at that stage of its campaign. The start before War Thunder beat Heron over 1,100 metres, the distance of Saturday's race. Draws wide. Bit sticky because it's got to race up on the pace, so Jamie Carr, it's all incumbent on her finding a position in the field, but if she does, I think War Thunder is going to be fighting out the finish.
Alright, back to Eagle Farm in Brisbane on Saturday for an 8 race card, and we have a listed race there. It's the Queensland Cup over 3200 metres, and well, not overly strong race, as you'd expect when we get up to this sort of distance range, but Chris Waller looks to have found a nice race for Murphy's Delight. He's run over the 2 miles, two runs back in Sydney, was very good, went second behind Opinion. He was well beaten last time, a well beaten third, but he went up in the weights, and look, his form's good enough to take this out. He's pretty well weighted. On 55 kilos, I'll put him ahead of One Instrumentalist, who's going really well this time, and he's put together two good runs in the Ipswich and the Caloundra Cups. 5, My Diamond Team, the Kiwi. Didn't mind the first up run. Last time just held ground. I think the 2 miles will be okay for her. And number 7, Viva España. Stepping up in class, but both her last couple of runs in Brisbane have been pretty good. She's hit the line well. Jeff Lloyd to ride, so got a bid in her favour there. 4-1-5-7.
I've also gone with Murphy's Delight as well. You know he's going to run out the 2 miles, which is just a big plus in this field. So got him on top from 2, Jaguan, who loves rain-affected ground. Unknown at the 2 miles, but has won up to 2,400. And does give the impression that she can stay all day. For third, I've put in number 1, Instrumentalist, and for fourth, number 3, Tunes.
All right. excuse me. My best bet, I was very keen. Now I'm not so keen, but I still think with a bit of luck, it'll be very hard to beat. And I speak of Embley, race 5, number 8, from the Bjorn Baker Yard. Gate 20 just gives you nightmares when you see that. But Jeff Lloyd to ride and Eagle Farm, I think White Gates will be okay. He's just going to need to obviously get a little bit of luck and get a bit of cover and just get into the race at the right time. But certainly on his Sydney form, he's getting close to breaking through, and in a no metro win race in Brisbane, I think his form will be too strong. So he's my best. My value's in the opener, race 1, number 10, River Race. So this opening race has got a bit of depth to it, certainly with the presence of a couple of Sydney visitors. I speak of the favourite, Guard of Honour, number 2, who's pretty talented, and 8, Uthred from the Gerald Ryan Yard, who ran into a pretty decent one on debut. But I've got a lot of time for River Racer, this Les Ross trained filly. She was stakes placed in her first prep. She ran some really good races. Loved her first up run. It was a maiden. It was a decent maiden. It was behind Downloading, Buffering's three-quarter brother, who also runs in this race. But she was wide all the way from a tricky gate, and I just really liked her fight to the line. She kept finding the line to run second. Drawn well, good filly. Going to get over a bit further. I think we'll back her each way at around 15-1.
Yeah, my best bet's race 7, number 15, most important. I was a bit surprised how short it came up in betting, considering I know it's a late-season three-year-old up against the older horses. But I was just expecting a slightly better price. But I guess a few people did see his last start second when he drew the outside barrier. He covered plenty of extra ground and he found the line nicely for second. Tegan Harrison stays aboard. And the most encouraging thing for me about most important going into Saturday's race is that last start run shows that it can handle the Eagle Farm circuit and the surface. Because I'm sure that there's the Eagle Farm form post renovation is a bit different beforehand, and it's nice to see most important getting through the ground nicely. So I've got it on top, but I don't know if I want to take the $3.
He's a bit short, isn't he? I've tipped him on top as well, but his first up record's not usually any good, so that was a good sign to see him run so well first up. He usually improves off of that first up run, but yeah, he's a little bit short.
Yeah, I think he's got to blow out a wee bit before I back him, but he's my best of the day. And the value bet comes up in the last race, and that horse is Kanji, number 16. Didn't do anything first up. It went forward from barrier 4. It raced midfield and just didn't threaten. It was a disappointing effort. He's a lot better than that, this son of Farada son. He's capable up to the 2,000 metres. I just think maybe a slightly lesser grade here in Brisbane. He's again down in the weights and drawn reasonably well. I'm expecting to see some improvement.
All right, we'll move across to the West on Saturday at Belmont. They had some atrocious conditions there last Saturday, which meant the cancellation of the last few races. A couple of those features were run and won through the week. We do have a black type race, the Bovine Stakes for the Sprinters, race 7 on the card. I'm with number 1 Rock Magic here, despite the 59 kilos, to beat 8 Military Rain, 7 Malibu Style, and 3 Dominating. My best bet for the card, we'll stick with My Magic Miss. She got the cash a couple of weeks ago for us. She drew well, she showed a good turn of foot and put her rivals away with a fair bit of ease. I think she'd do the same again. It's pretty much the same field. She doesn't go up in weight. She draws barrier 2, and she's a promising, lightly race staying type. I think she'll win again. And I made my value race 4, number 11, Dusha Zaczyski, I think it's pronounced, but we'll have to...
Polish?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Anyway, it doesn't matter how they pronounce it. As long as it wins at the good odds, barrier 1, I think, will help it. His last couple of runs have been a bit disappointing, but they stepped up to the mile. I don't think he ran that. They came back sharply to 1,200. I think 1,400 is his best trip. He ran a good race over that distance. 3 runs back when fourth behind the talented Scales of Justice. So I think at a bit of odds, if he can find his best, he can improve. Racing across the Tasman on Saturday is at Trentham and Tarapa. Trentham, it's a big day for the jumpers. We have the Wellington Steeplechase and the Wellington Hurdle. And Stephen Pateman makes the trek across for the Wellington Steeple to... rekindle his partnership with Armanud Ladd as they prepare for the Great Northern in a few weeks' time. He'll be pretty hard to beat in the Wellington Steeple. I've put him on top of 2 Mr. Moore. My best bet for the meeting, however, is race 8, number 3, Beadle, who won the maiden 2 runs back in good order and then just bombed the start last start. He was 4 or 5 lengths off the second last horse early in the race, worked home well to finish 5th. If he can jump with them, I think he'll be improving and going close. And my value bet was Slimline. Now note, it's in a couple of races, race 4 and race 7. Race 4 is the 1200 metre race. That's the race I think it's better suited in. Race 7 is the open handicap over a mile, a bit tougher and a bit further. But either way, I think she'll run really well. She stood in the gates last week and just didn't even go around. So forget that. Her previous form suggested that a win wasn't far off. Tarapa, my best is similar to Eagle Farm, and that I was keen on this, but it's drawn horribly in 19, but I'll stick with it. Our Patriarch, race 8, number 5, had been trialling well, and it was a really good win first up in a midweek maiden. Was a long way off them on the turn, but just finished powerfully down the outside to get up and win. He's a nice, promising horse that's going to get up over 2,000 metres, I think. Keep following him, And my value is Pappy Van Winkle, race 2, number 5. Debut was really good, wasn't too bad last time out. Strip fitter for those two runs, and I think certainly back to that debut run, she'll be pretty competitive here. Well, that just about takes us out for this weekend's podcast. Don't forget to get out and pick up your winning post. All of the action, all the form, Friday through till Monday, as usual, all your regular contributors. And we need a $20 bet. Dream Choice, I think, may have got me the cash last week. And I will go for Sydney. Now, what race is it? Thurston, race 4, number 5. Thurston, he wasn't able to get the Queenslanders over the line on Wednesday night, but I think this will be winning at Rose Hill, race 4, number 5. Carl, what's your $20 bet?
Well, I'll go 10 each way, race 7, number 5, and Sydney at Rose Hill, Tadai Tonza.
All right, sounds good. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. All the best over the weekend. I am taking a deserved, if I say so myself, break. So Carl and John Barker will be taking you through the podcast for the next month or so. Hopefully I can leave you on a positive note and find some winners. All the best for the weekend.